I said to you, Tim, I get a phenomenal amount of questions from subscribers about how do I find financial professionals. And I finally came to you and I said, can we sit down and do a detailed, in-depth conversation about how to find financial planners and financial professionals? And you said yes. So this is not going to be the normal equity overview. We're going to focus on how do you find financial professionals? How do you do a search? How do you find the right person for you? And we're going to go through that in detail, then talk a little bit about how the markets have been towards the end. So we can end on a, we're finance guys, so we can end on a.
To me, I hope that what people can gain out of this is to learn that there are financial professionals out there that they can work with.
Right. And trust.
And trust.
Right.
It's just you have to do a little bit of work to find them,
No, you
but
have to do a lot of work.
yeah. Well, yeah. But if you can find somebody that they could be very valuable to you and local to you so that you're not searching hither and yon for one person in the world.
Right. So what I would say is you're looking to create a relationship, which is a very important asset. So if you look at the financial professionals in my life, like my banker, I can go talk to my banker about anything and I can trust them and I can get good advice, and that's an asset. It's an asset to have that person, someone you can really talk to. And but it takes time to build. It's like any relationship. It takes time to build. You just didn't find your husband overnight.
Right,
It's
right.
not like a pizza you can order, right?
Yes. It's not as easy as just saying, I need to look for somebody that says financial advisor, because it's effectively meaningless. But what do I want to achieve? So I might look for a financial planner. How do I look for that? Well, I might look for an investment professional. How do I look for that? And to narrow it down a little bit, and you can go on the there's an SEC website, there's a FINRA website where if you look at a financial advisor near you and you want to check them, you can go on the website and at least at a minimum check to make sure they don't have any disclosures of problems that complaints basically. And so at least that's a high level thing. And then there's some other things on here. One thing that I think is,
Now,
or we'll go ahead.
a financial plan. So the SEC has, and FINRA have the ADV brochure for investment advisors and money managers. So some people give advice and some people manage money. It's two different things. And over here in the advice world, there are lots of different names. Because so when I was an investment advisor, I was distinctly called an investment advisor, and I wouldn't say I was a financial planner. Except Texas forced us to do it, even though we insisted we weren't doing financial planning.
Yes. And Texas, you have to register with one client, which
I
is
know.
different for other states.
Right. So Texas was always interesting. But anyway, so you have one basket is advice, the other is managing money. And sometimes the people who manage money also give advice, but sometimes they don't. They just manage money.
We'll talk about how to kind of identify those people. To me, the clearest way to identify them is to understand how they get paid, to kind of weed out the forest for the trees.
So a broker is paid by selling you stuff. A fee-only planner is paid by you pay them a fee and they give you their best advice. A money manager is usually paid as a percent of the money they're managing. So it's a percentage of the fee.
So from a payment standpoint, I would call money managers and financial planners that have a fee as what's called fee only. There's a term. And then brokers like Merrill Lynch are commission. The confusion comes in the middle because there are people that are in the middle. And there's a term called fee-based, which in my view was created to confuse people. But I would say really that I would call that instead of calling it fee-based, I'd call it fee and commission.
All my life, I've been willing to pay significant fees for financial advice, for a CPA, for a, I've never been price conscious when it comes to getting the best advice. And I can't tell you how many times that has saved my life. It's
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I would just relate it to my own experience maturing in my life. So when I was a young parent, just at the home buying tools, I might buy a cheaper tool. And then I'd learn that after 2 years, I had to buy it again. And then over time, I said, let me buy a very quality tool, and it lasts. It's still lasting 15 years later.
Right.
So it's kind of that same. It doesn't just apply in finance. It applies in quality versus not quality. And to me, I think buying quality matters in all aspects of life.
Right.